Hey, and welcome to episode 11 of Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about our Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and we get into some of the upcoming events, including Chicago and winter beer tasting at Delilah's. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Hey, and welcome back to the Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Nick White.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And yeah, Nick, I'm having fun doing the show. This is a blast.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. You know, we get to hang out, we get to drink, and we get to tell the people what's going on in these streets, as the kids would say.
Right, and it makes us get out there too, or it gives us a reason to be out there drinking. You can't just, I do a podcast, you know, I gotta go out to this event tonight.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Yeah, craft beer events every week in Chicago. So much stuff going on, and to get a chance to do this every week is cool.
Yeah, and there's so much to drink, and like every episode, every week, we're drinking Chicago craft beer on the show. Or I guess this is Illinois.
Yeah, Chicagoland.
Yeah, Chicagoland. Yeah. Today we got another one from Two Brothers. This is the Bitter End.
Yeah, so the Bitter End's a pale ale. It's a departure from the bright, fruity pale ales that we normally drink, though, right? This is a little bit more, it's a bit nutty.
Yeah, and it's got a bite to it, hence the name, bitter.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a focus on bitter hops, definitely a lot more, like, earthy, you know, not really citrusy and fruity at all, just nice and dank, bitter
pale ale. This is one they've had around for forever, I think, probably since the beginning, because I've seen it with Two Brothers since I've been drinking Two Brothers, so.
Yeah. I remember talking to one of the brothers, Jason. He was saying they're the fourth largest craft brewer in the state.
Oh, wow.
They sell a lot of beer, and it's because of styles like this. They do simple, traditional styles 12 months a year.
Yeah, I think they make some of the best beers to just gateway beers to get into the craft beer world. I know my family, my dad and stepmom, they each have their own Two Brothers beer that they like, and they don't like a huge amount of craft beer, but they have some good ones at Two Brothers that they like.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you can find their stuff, you know, a bit more mainstream. You know, you can find it in, like, you know, seafood restaurants. You can find it on the store, just about every mainstream grocery store.
They're at Costco sometimes, too.
Even Costco, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's good to have that layer, you know, that layer of accessibility and craft beer, local craft beer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll sip on these and chat about the week. Yeah, what'd you get to? I was kind of busy with Thanksgiving, family stuff, just kind of made it out to a couple bars and hung out, recorded some Hopcast episodes.
Oh, right on.
Nothing like no event things that I made it to.
Yeah, I was. I didn't do much. Yeah, the holidays are kind of kicking in, you know, with the family commitments and that sort of thing. But I was able to go to Eataly Chicago. So okay. Eataly Chicago, it's I think they said it's the fourth location. So Eataly is supposed to be it's an eatery that has a restaurant and like 23 different eating stations, but then it also houses a brewery. So then the brewery is it's a combination of like a couple of Italian brewers and Sam from Dogfish Head. They come together and they make these breweries in these different cities. I think Rome, Italy, Boston, New York, and then Chicago.
Okay. So is it kind of like the French Market?
You know what? Honestly, it's a lot like the French Market, because if you got 23 different eateries with all this, basically, you know, one or two different styles of food, it's kind of feel a lot like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So we went for the grand opening. Well, it was a sneak peek, you know, like a couple of days before it opened. So this was on Black Friday, and it was kind of weird. You know, we were talking about it. It's like, I don't think the people who put on the event and the people who were there setting up were on the same page.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, we're hanging outside. You know, there's like the Chicagoists out there and the Chicago Reader. And even the lady who is the new host for Check Please. I don't know her name. But yeah, anyway, we're all standing outside like 7:15. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, what's going on? And then we have to go around the back. But once you got in there, it was an impressive space. And then they have this brand new brew house that's not open yet. You know, it's not done being built. Okay. But they have 15 beers on draft, and they just shipped in some of the beer that they're going to be making here. They shipped it in from their New York location.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So
they're going to be brewing on site there. Do they get a brewmaster? Do we know who he is or he or she is?
No, not yet. So they're looking for a brewmaster, a local brewmaster. He has yet to be announced as of us recording this podcast. So right now you've got, they're calling it a Barrera, right? That's the name of the brewery, right?
Or okay.
Birreria, you know. But yeah, I'm murdering. Right. I'm murdering that. But anyway, it's Barrera. It's the brewery inside of Eataly. So there's Bira Baladin, who makes a line of beers, Baladin beers, and a lot of people look at him as like the, you know, kind of like the Fritz Maytag of Italian craft beer, you know, of that movement. You know, he's from a town of 1,000 people. They primarily drink wine, but he's making these beers that are like, you know, world renowned. Like everyone knows these beers. Cool. There's Sam from Doctor's Head, and then there's another guy who I don't know of. His name's Del Borgo. So anyway, you got these three guys. They come together and make their beers, but then they also sell beers from their individual brands.
Okay, so they almost need a brewery person there that has a brewery. It's not a usually it's not your first brewery job or your like your only job. So they have their other brand that they're also a brewer there.
Yeah, okay. it's a unique space. So it's almost like they'll be hiring someone who's like a head brewer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of the recipes are going to be coming from this guy's, and I'm sure the head brewer is going to have his input.
Right.
But for the most part, I think the type of beers they want to make are already kind of scoped out. Right. One thing he did say that was kind of interesting is that, you know, the Chicago location is bigger, you know, square footage wise, larger than Boston, larger than New York, larger than all of them. So he said they were able to add an additional fermenter, which means they're going to have more experimental beers here.
Cool.
So they're going to be doing like they're going to be reaching out to like local establishments to do projects for beer.
Oh, that's fun.
That was cool. And then so Sam Calgione was in town along with the other two brothers of this new brewery. And yeah, they did something called a flip ale. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It's the weirdest thing, man. So I actually had to take notes on this. So basically a flip ale is like so it's inspired by like a winter seasonal beer essentially, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like this mead based beverage that's got like a lot of sugar and they put some raw egg in it, and then what they take is this flip, and a flip is basically like a like this big stone, almost like a spike with a ball on the end that they heat up, and then as you pour the beverage in the glass, you know, you pour it halfway halfway in the glass, you stick this flip in, and the flip like kind of creates this you know, the secondary fermentation. So it's like it's boiling the egg, it's caramelizing the sugars that are still in there.
Oh, wow.
And then it creates this really weird kind of sweet milky beverage, right? And this is something they're gonna have there, you know, as part of the opening. It's probably open now, but yeah, they were doing
But did you try this? Did they have it there? Okay.
It was a little too boozy for me. It was interesting though. Like the presentation on it is something like you've never seen before. It's almost like a hot poker that you would like handle a some sort of fireplace fire with.
Does it warm up the drink a lot? Is the drink hot then?
Yeah, the drink is like a little bit more than lukewarm.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's it was unique, man. It was quite the presentation, man. We got some photos. We're gonna post them to the Facebook page.
Cool.
But it was impressive to see that. And Sam was kind of saying like, "Hey, you know, he was excited to do this project with these two Italian guys. One of them's considered the Italian father of craft beer, and they're looking forward to really just, selling a lot of beer in Chicago, a lot more beer. You know, they were saying that their Eataly location in New York." That's Dogfish's number one account outside of their brew pub in Delaware.
Oh, wow.
So it's a pretty serious setup. So when we got there, one of their beers was a Thyme Pale Ale, which was good if you like thyme. It's like very thyme forward.
Yeah.
You know, smelled great. Thyme smell, you know, smells great, but, you know, a little bit too much thyme in the flavor profile for me. Like, yeah. I didn't really
Dogfish Head does a lot of stuff with spices and just kind of interesting flavors.
Exactly. So it was along the lines of what they were doing, you know. But I won't say never. I've had the Baladin Sidra, which is the cider.
And okay, I haven't had that.
I had it at it was like Glunsfest or something, but it was a cider that tasted like a traditional English cider or something. You know, kind of dry, not too sweet. But then it smelled like this nice Italian cheese when you smell it. But then it tastes like cider. You know, okay. So I haven't had much in the experience of Italian beers. So that was my first real exposure to that. So I really enjoyed some of those. And, you know, I got the consensus from a couple guys there that, you know, like some of the Windy City guys who are distributing this stuff, uh-huh. you know, and they were saying, you know, a lot of Italian beers are either awesome, amazing, and creative, or, you know, they suck, you know, right? There's no middle ground. You know, kind of like love hate thing that people have with Dogfish Head.
Sure.
You know, the experimentation I think goes, you know, either extreme in one way or the other. And actually, it's actually Glunz that distributes that stuff. But you know, this was the Windy City's guy telling me about his experience with Italian beers.
Okay.
So that was cool. I had an Italian cider there that's going to be for sale. So when you walk in this place, there's a tap room, there's a brew house, and outside the tap room there's all these bottles for sale. So the Italian cider as well as the sour is on sale, and a lot of local beers there too.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, I've had a few Italian beers, and I don't get them very often because they're expensive.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I've only had a few here and there, and it's like, well, I don't want to drop $20 or $30 on this beer that I don't know is good.
No, I hear that. And you know, that's the same thing a lot of wine people say too. Like, you don't want to commit to the bottle. You'll commit to the glass, but you don't want to commit to a whole bottle.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully the thing I'm hoping for, and I haven't been back to like now that it's actually open, the thing I'm hoping for is that maybe we'll get more Italian beers on draft, or maybe some more Italian beers on sample.
That'll be fun. That's kind of a different focus from a lot of bars that are all about local and just like the beer made here. And it'd be neat to have, you can't get these beers. They're expensive to get in bottles. So here, have a glass of it. So might have them, let them stand out a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Overall, I thought it was really neat. I was really impressed that everybody was there, you know. A lot of Revolution guys was there. You know, Gabe from Half Acre was there. Because all their beers are going to be there. Like a lot of brands on the Miller Coors distributing network.
Okay.
You know, CBS. That's what I meant to say, CBS. So, you know, Three Floyds is on draft there. Rev's on draft there. And so is Half Acre. So all those beers were some of the guest beers being poured. And they were pairing it with cheese from one of the eateries in Italy.
Man, sounds like a pretty nice event.
Yeah, and Bitches Brew was there, which is nice.
Oh, fun. Okay.
13, Bitches Brew 13 was there. Yeah, it was good. I mean, you know, Rock Bottom is downtown Chicago.
Right.
Right, you know, Haymarket is West Loop, which is basically downtown, you know. But outside of those two, this is, as far as I know, this is only the third brewery in downtown Chicago, you know.
Right, yeah, and that's kind of a empty spot, I guess, sometimes. You don't have too many grocery stores or just places like that, so I think it'd be good space for them.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back and you know, do some shopping for some cheese or some meat, and then actually, you know, smell that, you know, that when they're cooking, when they're making beer, you know, when they're doing their thing.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the brewer that they find for this Chicago one, because I think it's gonna have to fit in with the personalities of the three other ones right now. And so,
right, like, it's gonna have to be creative, but then understand, like, a lot of stuff that they're going to be doing is probably stuff they've done at the other locations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all shapes up. But yeah, definitely cool. That's the old ESPN zone.
Oh, right.
Right there, like at, you know, Wabash and Ohio.
Is it two floors or?
It is.
Okay.
So it's 60,000 square feet. Yeah. $30 million renovation. So Mario Vitale is doing the restaurant. Sam and the two Italian guys are doing the beer. And they're going to have a Chicago head brewer. So, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely check that out if you even live in the area or, yeah, looking for something different.
Absolutely, man. Barrera is what they're calling the brewery. It's inside of Italy. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was on Friday. Did you make anything else this weekend or just kind of relax and enjoy the holiday?
Yeah. No, it was pretty chill for me. I didn't get out. I missed Black Friday at Goose.
Okay. I saw pictures from Ken and heard stories, and it sounded like a pretty good time.
So. That coconut is good. I had it at 9 Living Nails. In fact, that's the only time I've had the coconut one, or the proprietors, I think they're calling it.
Okay.
And then, of course, I had Backyard Rye at Fobab. But I haven't had coffee yet this year.
Right.
Barley
coffee,
wine.
Coffee's pretty, tasting good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I would have loved to have been there, but I missed Black Friday. Yeah. I went back the next day and they had They had Bourbon County 2012 on draft still.
You went to Goose Island Clybourne?
Yeah, I went to Goose Island Clybourne Saturday morning. So I missed everything, but 2012 was a treat.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
So,
So yeah, maybe if you made it there on Saturday, you might have found something else. So.
Yeah, yeah. Britannomite, which is their sour ale. They age for 13 months in oak. And then, BCS 12.
I know the bottles are out there for coconut and coffee and everything. So, yeah, check your local store. I know some corner markets and stuff kind of have it, too. They may be putting it behind the shelf. So, you know, ask. You never know what place is going to have it.
You know, and that is very true, man. I'll tell this story real quick. I went to Darkness Day 2 years ago up in Minnesota, up at Surly. And, you know, we looked up this liquor store that was like, you know, the number one store in Surly, according to like Beer Advocate. So we go in there, right? And one of my number one questions at the time was like, hey, do you have any Bourbon County Rare? Everybody's like, you know, get the fuck out of here. No, what are you talking about? It's like a year old. It's retired. That's what you would hear. But there was this one dude, man. And I got a cart full of everything you could think of from Surly. Gets a register. I'm like, yeah, so I have all this and I'll have a bottle of Bourbon County Rare. And he just stares at me. And I just stare at him. And I'm looking at my buddies and he didn't say no. And oh, then wow. He's like, dude, if you want it, I've got it. So, yeah.
Oh, crazy.
This was like a year after it was released. So, yeah, definitely ask.
Yeah, so if you're looking, I know I was at the corner liquor store by my place. It's just really a corner store. And he's like, oh, I was buying something. And he's like, oh, do you want Bourbon County coconut? And I really didn't at the time. And then later I was like, yeah, I probably should have just got some.
Should have gotten it.
And either sold it or enjoyed it or shared it with friends. But maybe I'll see if they still have it.
Is it, I wonder what the price point for a coconut is.
I think it was around, it's somewhere like 22
okay.
to.
That's not
I
bad.
Wouldn't pay more than 25 if you see it somewhere.
Yeah.
Especially at a store. If you're buying it on the internet and you're not from Chicago. Maybe pay more if you're really that interested in it.
Yeah, or if you're at one of those, they call them on-premise accounts where you have to drink it there.
Oh, right.
Then they're going to charge for it more too, yeah. But yeah, that coconut's good. I hate I didn't go to Black Friday. Now that we're talking about BCS, man, coconut's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this week. I know my bitter end here is almost gone. This beer goes down fast, so yeah. We're gonna have to go through these quickly so we can get another drink.
I really like these Lagunitas mason jar things you got too, man. These are slick.
Cool. Well, let's see. What do we got on the calendar
for right. So
Wednesday? You got something, right?
Yeah. So Wednesday, this coming up Wednesday is at Allagash Brewing Night at the Division Street Ale House. So Allagash Brewing from the East Coast over in Portland, Maine. They're bringing some year-round beers, you know, like their double and their triple. But they're also bringing Curio, which is their barrel-aged strong ale. And you can meet Ben Iverson, who I believe is one of the brewers over at Allagash. Allagash has also given out pint glasses as well. And this is at a Division Ale House. That's going to be this Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Cool. So. Then the next night, Thursday, December 5th, over at Fountainhead is the release of Metropolitan's new Schwartz beer, Megatron. So this is a great start to the holiday season right here. New beer from them. They only have like, is this number four, three or four?
Yeah, right. They stick to the classic styles. So Schwartz beer basically black, like a black lager, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fountainhead's a great place to go to.
Yeah, I know they're friends with them, and they're up in that area too, so I know probably Doug and Tracy will probably be there, so you can probably chat them up, ask them any questions. Yeah, that's Fountainhead. I'm not sure the time, probably around 6 or 7.
Yeah, you know, we'll drink. That sounds like good drinking.
Get
time.
Some food, get some drinks.
Yeah, and so also Thursday, that same day, the team behind Chicago Festival is tapping Winter Tartan. That's at Rock Bottom Chicago Brewery. So Rock Bottom Chicago is right downtown, and this is a Scotch Ale. It's their winter Scotch Ale that they're tapping. All the proceeds to this event are going to Cystic Fibrosis Illinois. So what you do is you pay $5, and you get a glass of Winter Tartan. In addition to the beer that they're tapping, they're also going to raffle off some tickets to Chicago Festival 2014. So, and that's a great event. We covered that event on this show.
Yeah, that was our first episode talking about Festival. So, if you want to hear about the old one and hear about all the fun you missed, listen to that. or go to this event and get tickets.
Yeah, and you can meet everybody that puts those events together. You know, Heather and Carrie and Sarah McLean and those ladies.
Cool. And then Friday at Emporium, right by my house. I was there this weekend, you know, playing some Tapper. Yeah. Is the last and I think final Fulton and Wood release from Goose Island.
Man, is Fulton and Wood the final chapter? Why would they stop the Fulton and Wood series is awesome.
I don't know. Is it a full year? Or I think it's been 2 years now, at least a year and a half.
At least. I would 2 years would be my guess as well.
So this is the Leisure Suit release party. And yeah, I think Brett Porter is going to be wearing his Leisure Suit. And there is a video, I think, coming out that Ken has. I think it's going to be good. So look for that video. Head to Emporium. Your best 70s costume could win a $50 gift card and brewery tour of the Fulton.
Hmm. That sounds good because, you know, those tours aren't public. Not yet anyway, right? I don't think they have public tours over there. So
no, you just kind of have to become friends with Goose Island people and ask them to give you a tour.
Exactly. And it's a pretty impressive space over there. They got the huge 400 barrel fermenters like outside.
Right.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Fulton and Wood's a nice space.
So yeah, head over to Emporium at 7 p.m. on Friday.
All right. So after that is Saturday, December 7th. It's Delilah's. The punk whiskey bar Delilah's is hosting their 15th annual Christmas and winter beer tasting. So $20 gets you into Delilah's at noon, and you can try beers from all over the world. And they do a really good job at these events. You know, they do a sour one just like this, where they give you $20, and then you can sample different vintages of all these beers. You know, so for example, they got a Sam Smith Winter Warmer. They've got 8 vintages of it. Anchor Christmas Ale, they got 15 years of this beer.
Wow.
You know, and then, of course, a really good beer for these types of events is, you know, the Sierra Nevada Celebration, Sierra Nevada Bigfoot, you know, the Alpha Claws from Floyd's, all those kind of beers. This is a good event. $20 as a price point, this is solid. And then Delilah's is a really nice place to hang out.
Right. And then you also have Atlas right next door, too. So after you're done.
Yeah, it's very true. Atlas has really good food.
Yeah. I have some friends that have gone in the past, and you kind of get tickets, right? Have you ever gone?
Yeah, I went to this a couple years back.
You get tickets, right? And it's basically like one, let's say most beers cost one ticket, but then maybe some beers start to cost 2 tickets, or like a 2000 Anchor Christmas might cost 5 tickets, but then you can be like, oh, blend me this and this. Here is 6 tickets. And you can do stuff like that, right?
Yeah, you can do that. And then don't forget, Delilah's is a legendary whiskey bar. There's like 400 whiskeys, you know, if you just want to pair some of those Christmas ales.
I don't think you can use your tickets for the whiskey.
You cannot use your tickets for the whiskey. But yeah, and there's 2 levels to it. You know, you go upstairs, you got the pinball games. You can chill downstairs with the weird Elvis paintings.
Uh-huh. You know? I've only ever been downstairs.
Yeah. It's cool. It's one of those places it's really dark. It's almost inappropriately dark in Delilah's, but it's just at that border where, yeah. You know, but Delilah's is a fun time, man. Just a cool punk bar with a lot of good booze. So
yeah, it's nice. I seem to always be there in the winter, and it's crowded because everyone's in their big jackets,
right.
And it's just like it's hard to get around, and the floor's wet. And
yeah.
Cool. Also Saturday is the Buyer Fermenter Party. Ale Syndicate, you know, they're doing like an Indiegogo campaign to help them buy like some extra fermenters. I think they had like enough to get started, and then they're like, oh, let's do this Indiegogo thing and try to get a couple more in the space. You know, more fermenters equals more beer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the Indiegogo is different from like Kickstarter, because I think on Indiegogo, like even if you don't meet your goal, all the money you raise, I think you still get to keep, right?
Right, yeah.
I think that's the biggest difference, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Cheers to those guys, man. Sam and Jesse. I know they're planning to build in Logan.
Right.
In Logan Square, like right off off the expressway. Green City Lofts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right off the right over there off like Diversity and, you know, Western or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's 2 sessions for this thing. It's at the Garage on Aberdeen. There's a session from 2 to 5 and a session from 6 to 9. I'm not sure what the sessions get you. It might just be drinking during that time, or it didn't really say. It just kind of said there was two sessions.
Yeah, and you could probably, I'm guessing, if because it's at the salsa truck garage, right?
Well, the garage is the place. Maybe they're going to have the salsa truck there. I think they're friends with them.
Yeah, so good chance the salsa truck will be there. You know, and just come out and support craft beer. You know, drink some beer, have some salsa truck, and then support the cause. Get these guys a fermenter so we can have another brewery in town.
Yeah,
they make good beer too, though.
They do. That Sunday session.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
I agreed.
It almost goes down as fast as the bitter end here. I don't have anything on Sunday. Are you guys doing another Bears Bash? Are they playing?
No, they are playing. They got a Cowboys Monday night.
Okay.
So we're not doing anything for that. I'm jonesing though, man. I really do have. It's a lot of work putting them together, but once they are in flight and we're actually at the party, it's a good time. So we definitely want to do another one before the year's out.
Cool.
But yeah, let's hope they crush the Cowboys, man. We're at 500. We're at 6-6. We need a win. We need a win, man. This is ridiculous. You know, Derrick Rose is hurt. Jesus Christ. Well, the Blackhawks, at least the Blackhawks are in first place. But I don't watch hockey, man. I'm a football guy. You know, I'm a football guy.
So at least someone's winning. So that's good. Yeah, that's all I got. You got anything else for this coming week?
No, that's it. A lot of good events this week.
Yeah, I think that if you're looking for one, I think that Christmas thing at Delilah's is probably the one. They've been doing it for 15 years. This is the 15th anniversary, so that's nuts.
Yeah, and you know, you're not going to get a chance to try those kind of beers at too many events. Mm-hmm. You know, 8 and 10 year verticals of the same beer. You know, so some of the longest running events in town don't go that deep with one particular style. So you know, it's gonna be fun.
Cool. Well, if people want to get a hold of you, Nick, where can they find you, meet up with you, or just get in contact?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio, so give me a shout.
Yeah. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And we got a Facebook page Nick recently set up.
Facebook is rolling, man. Got a lot of good photos on there. You know, if you just want to go check out some of the old podcasts, or if you want to just see some of the events, you know, from the photos that we take, you can check those out as well. All the FOBAD photos are up from a couple weeks back.
Nice. So, yeah, head over there. Give us a like. You can go to the ChicagoBeerPass.com, and there's links to the shows there. Links to the shows on iTunes. So subscribe, leave us a review, because that's always helpful. It, you know, it ups our ratings. People take notice then if you leave a review.
Yeah. I'll drink to that.
Yeah. So I think that wraps it up for 11th episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.